بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Before I begin, I just want to remind everyone that this Saturday is what?
Fundraiser.
Good. So inshallah, try to be here with your family. I'm sure that if you had a chance over the weekend, you came on Sunday, which was yesterday, to our new waqf or endowment project. Alhamdulillah. Jazakumullah khair if you came. If you did not come, you can always swing by and just take a look at it. But please try to be here on Saturday, inshallah. This is something very important for our path going forward, inshallah, for EPIC. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاه والسلام على رسوله محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين. There is a very beautiful ayah in the Quran that wallahi we need to remind ourselves over and over again, an ayah that you and I we have heard so many times. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, wa'tasimu bihablillahi jami'an wa la tafarraqu, that hold on to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do not divide, do not disperse. وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ, that remember the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mention, وَذْكُرُوا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, not just remember, but remind yourself, make dhikr of it, remind and remember it. نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً, remember the time when you were all divided. إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He brought your hearts together and He made you one. إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا, and through the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala you became brothers. وَكُنْتُمْ عَلَى شَفَا حُفْرَةٍ مِنَ النَّارِ فَأَنْقَذَكُمْ مِنْهَا, and you were right on that edge that you could fall into the fire Jahannam, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He made us into this one beautiful ummah. Now of course, because of the current situation of the ummah and how today we are so divided, there will be no time. Let me make 2 points very clear. There will be no time that we all are going to be on the same page. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we all know the story, that he's making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he made three duas, and there was one dua of them that was not accepted by Allah, and that was that, oh Allah, do not let my ummah fight amongst each other. And the question that many people ask is, that then if the Prophet alayhi salam is saying that his dua has not been accepted, and we as an ummah are going to continuously fight, then what's the point of this ayah? The point of this ayah, which is point number two, is that there's still a great deal of effort that we can make on our end to make sure that we get along with everyone in our community. Of course, there will be disagreements. There is never in Islam, Islam has never told us that we have to always agree with each other. But what Islam has taught us is that we have to learn how to respect each other. There's always going to be disagreements, but we have to learn how to be respectful towards each other, to be courteous towards each other, to be cordial towards one another. And today I want to share in this brief khatira, I want to share that there are three things today in our Muslim community that is causing immense amount of division within ourselves. The very first one is, brothers and sisters, is the lack or the absence of financial transparency, financial fairness, and financial good treatment and good being amongst ourselves. Today, subhanAllah, it is so sad. Today we see what's happening in our Muslim community. People cheating one another. Why? Because they want to make a few thousand dollars in this dunya. I tell you honestly, brothers and sisters, if you have to give 2-3 extra $1,000 and save yourself from the akhirah, it is worth it. Do not put yourself, none of us should put ourselves in a situation where we have taken money from someone and we have taken over it and we don't give them back. Part of being financial fair, part of financial fairness and being financial transparent is what the Prophet ﷺ has taught us, that when two people engage in a transaction, that if they are truthful to one another, Allah will put barakah in that. But if they are lying and they hide details, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will eliminate and He will snatch away the barakah from that. So that's why it is so important that today we see that people are not talking to each other. How much division has happened between people in the community? Why? Because there are some financial dealings. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also reminds us in the Quran that whenever you do anything, especially when it comes to finances, and I urge everyone that when it comes to any kind of financial agreement, make sure you write it down. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا تَدَايَنْتُمْ بِدَيْنٍ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّنْ فَاكْتُبُوا. Think about this. 1400 years ago, Allah is telling us to make sure you write down your financial matters, your financial agreements. If one person is taking a loan from another person, or there's any kind of agreement, write it down. Yet today, how many times I receive phone calls, this person took this and this person took that, and the first thing I asked them, was anything written down? And they say that no, nothing was written down. I took his word. I took her word because they were a Muslim. And this is the reality I have to share, that it does not matter today who you're dealing with. The best course of action, because Allah did not tell us that if they're a Muslim, you don't have to write. And if they're a Muslim, you have to write or you don't have to write. Allah tells us whenever you are in this situation, write it down. So the best thing going forward, in order to eliminate these problems that we have in the community, then we have to make sure that, especially when it comes to our financial dealings, we are straightforward. And because if we're not straightforward today, then our matters will become straightforward in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second thing that is causing a lot of issues in the community, or a lot of division within our community and the ummah, is the race. Brothers and sisters, wallahi, it does not matter who we are. As long as we say, La ilaha illallah, we are brothers. And that is the beauty of Islam. You go look at today, right now, in America, right now. You have a white church, you have a black church, you have a Hispanic church, you have this church, you have a Korean church, Chinese church. But today, in the Muslim world, this is not the situation. But we see it happening time to time in different places. This is why the ummah of the Prophet ﷺ is not just about one race. It's about everyone. When Rasulullah ﷺ would sit in his gathering with his sahaba radiallahu anhum, you had the muhajirin, you had the ansar, you had people like Salman al-Farsi, you had people like Bilal radiallahu an. But that is what made the community so beautiful. When Rasulullah ﷺ went back to Makkah and he conquered Makkah, he gave that person, Bilal, who was demeaned in society, he gave him such a beautiful honorable position. And he says, Bilal, you go and you make the adhan. And at that time, some of the Quraysh leaders, they had a problem with it, that this is a man that we used to own at one time. And now Rasulullah is giving him such an honorable position. Brothers and sisters, this is something that has plagued our ummah. So when it comes to one another, let's respect one another. Let's love one another for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not about, yes, I understand that sometimes, you know, amongst our community, sometimes, you know, like one group of people may call one group of people. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But what I'm saying is that when we get along with each other, making sure that we treat each other with love and respect. Why? Because we all say La ilaha illallah. The third thing, which is also very important, that I need your intention about, is the Islamic activism. You know, subhanAllah, when you study the seerah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how many sahaba were there? There were thousands of sahaba radiallahu anhum. And every single sahabi, pay close attention to this, every single sahabi had their own niche. They had their own strength. And they would excel in that strength. When you and I, when we say Khalid bin Walid, what's the first thing that comes to our mind? Is his bravery, right? The way he would go and he would put his life on the line. SubhanAllah, Khalid bin Walid, he was called what? Saifullah, right? He was called what? The sword of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why, by the way, he never died in a battlefield. He died on at home, on his bed. And someone asked him that you are the sword of Allah and you're dying here, you're not dying as a shaheed. And he says that had I died in the battlefield, someone could say that the sword of Allah was broken. That's why I'm passing away on my bed, subhanAllah. But every single sahabi had their own strength. There were some sahaba who excelled in writing. There were some sahaba who would sit there and they would write letters because the Prophet ﷺ could not read nor write. So some of these sahaba would write for Rasulullah ﷺ. They would learn Hebrew. They would learn other languages so that the Prophet ﷺ, so they can communicate on behalf of Rasulullah ﷺ to the other kingdoms and so forth. You had some sahaba who excelled in da'wah. You had some sahaba who excelled in social affairs, in social matters. Every single sahabi, they excelled in some area. Some excelled even in giving fatwa. Some excelled in education. But what we see very closely is that never, Never did any Sahabi say anything negative about any other Sahabi. Never did a Sahabi say that because I'm educated and I do this and I do that, I am better than others. I think I am doing more for my deen than they are doing. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, sometimes they would travel in a pack. Some of them would be fasting, some of them would not be fasting, but yet their hearts were together. Their hearts were united and they would say, فَمِنَّ الصَّائِمْ فَمِنَّ الْمُفْطِرِ. Some of us are fasting, some of us are not. But that is the key thing, that their hearts were united. Brothers and sisters, today we are living in a time where there are so many things that we are doing for our Muslim community. And so many people are doing different things. Yet today, what I see, what many of us are seeing is that no matter what group or what activism you are part of, whether you are a political activist, a social activist, an educational activist, you are part of the society, you're doing whatever you can. Remember, brothers and sisters, there are some who even engage in sadaqah. They're running organizations just to put food on the table for others, to feed others, to put a roof over others. And yet we see today in our Muslim community that I am part of this group, I am better than everyone else. I am better than them, I am better than them, I am better than them. And I don't know why they're doing this, and I don't know why they're doing that. Brothers and sisters, we have so many issues in our community. We have so many issues in the Muslim world, yet we're more worried about what they are doing. There are so many paths to Jannah. There, you can give sadaqah and engage in sadaqah and read Jannah. There are some who are going to be teaching Quran and they can read Jannah. There are some who are going to give da'wah in various ways and they can get to Jannah. Some can, you know, establish justice in their community and they will probably read Jannah. It's not our place to say who will go to Jannah and who will not go to Jannah. That's Allah's decision. And it's not our decision to say who's right and who's wrong. But yet this is what we see in the community. So please, let's remember that whoever is doing what, if they're doing it to help the name of Islam, respect one another, love one another, show them that you appreciate what they're doing. Do not put them down. If you disagree with someone on a fiqh matter, let it be. If there is a, if there are scholars who have agreed to this, there's so many different opinions across our religion, especially when it comes to aqidah, when it comes to fiqh and so forth. Yet we keep on, you know, we keep on bickering about the small things. Umar ibn Khattab and Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu would disagree on hundreds of matters, but you will never see them disrespecting one another. You would have these students. Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi'i never met in their life. The year Imam Abu Hanifa died, that's the year Imam Shafi'i was born. Yet you don't see amongst their students ever that they would put each other down. Yet today we see each other, we see all of us, in whatever capacity we are in, we think that we're doing something better than others. At the end of the day, the goal is what? The goal is Jannah. We're doing all this for Jannah. So whatever path we take to Jannah is between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's respect one another. Let's love one another. So once again, three things, right? What's the first one? Finance. Making sure that our money matters are very clear. When we are in a transaction with anyone else, make sure that it is absolutely clean. Number two, race. Making sure that these kind of matters do not plague our community. And number three is Islamic activism. Whatever you do, make it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep our hearts united and make us from amongst those who are holding on to the robe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون والذين هم للزكاة فاعلون والذين هم لفروجهم حافظون إلا على أزواجهم أو ما ملكت أيمانهم فإنهم غير ملومين.